Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. And we begin with pandemonium at a zoo in China. The park didn't have the real deal, so it took a pair of chow chows and dyed them black and white to look like cubs. To its credit, the facility didn't try to pass them off as pandas. Instead, it labeled the exhibit Panda Dogs, with a sign explaining that the animals headlining the attraction weren't the country's famous black and white bears, but pooches painted to look like them. Visitors were curious enough to form a line, but not everyone was on board with the bamboozle. Some called it misleading, while others questioned whether the dye is dangerous. To that, most vets say it's no more unhealthy than a human dyeing his or her hair. For the first time in its 114-year-old history, the word boy is officially gone from the Boy Scouts. Starting next year, the organization, which is trying to shake off a bankruptcy, legal controversy, and declining enrollment, will be known as Scouting America. The Scout CEO hopes the new name will give it a new, more inclusive image, and maybe more members. Girls have been allowed to join since 2018, but the pandemic hit the organization hard. It had 2 million members before COVID, and today sits at a little more than a million, well off its 1972 peak of 5 million. The Olympic torch is about to enter France. It arrives by ship today from Greece, accompanied by 1,000 other boats as it parades into the southern port of Marseille. According to the Associated Press, torchbearers will carry the flame across the city tomorrow, with the last stretch running on the roof of the famed Stade Vélodrome, home to the OM soccer team. From there, it's on to Paris, via a gigantic winding relay route through the countryside before opening ceremonies on July 26th. TikTok is officially fighting back. Yesterday, the company sued the Justice Department for trying to ban the app in the United States. TikTok and its owner ByteDance allege the law, overwhelmingly passed by both houses of Congress and signed by President Biden last month, violates the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, thereby making it unconstitutional. TikTok's legal challenge was expected. Friday at the earliest. That's the bottom line for Boeing, which is still trying to get its Starliner spaceship off the ground. NASA scrubbed Monday's planned launch just 2 hours before liftoff when engineers heard buzzing coming from a valve in the rocket that the Starliner will ride into space. According to CBS News, if the valve doesn't need to be replaced, the next attempt will be Friday at 9 p.m. If a switch-out is needed, blastoff will have to wait until Sunday or later next week. The delay was a disappointment to Starliner's two astronauts, who were in the process of strapping in when the plug was pulled. Still, as Commander Butch Wilmore likes to say, you'd rather be on the ground wishing you were in space than in space wishing you were on the ground. And big news for our roving reporter Briggs Kossman, who just made the U.S. development team for junior sailors. He found out shortly after making a 4-mile headline-grabbing solo sail from the Golden Gate Bridge to Alcatraz Island in the San Francisco Bay. He battled high winds, eddies, and seals as big as his boat. Inspired by his adventure and all he saw, he filed this report.
Hi, Kid News. This is Briggs, and today I'm reporting to you from Alcatraz Island off the coast of San Francisco. I'm sure you've all heard of the infamous prison on Alcatraz Island from 1934 to 1963 that housed criminals like Al Capone. But did you know that in 1969, Native American activists took over the island for 19 months? This group called themselves the United Indians of All Tribes and was originally made up of local Native American college students. The group was demonstrating against government policies that attempted to force Native American tribes to move off their homeland and into cities. In 2012, the National Park Service restored much of the original graffiti from the Native American protesters, including the iconic red letters on the water tower that read, "Peace and Freedom Welcome." home of the free Indian land. This restoration project has helped visitors to Alcatraz Island learn more about the island's varied history that expands beyond the prison. You can learn more on the NationalParkService.gov webpage.
We put a link on our website. Thanks, Briggs, and congratulations. Still to come, Travis Kelce makes a big appeal to Swifty fans. But first, today's Kid News quiz. What kind of dogs did a China zoo dye to look like pandas? Chow Chows. Where does the Olympic torch arrive today? Marseille, France. When is the next earliest possible liftoff for Boeing Starliner? Friday, the Boy Scouts will soon be known as what? Scouting America. In today's Kid News Kicker, enough already. That's the message Travis Kelce is sending to Taylor Swift fans who are bombarding his home with random packages. At some point, someone posted his address online, and that's all it took for Swifties to start sending oodles of unwanted stuff to his house. He talked about it with his brother on their New Heights podcast. I had to literally tell the post office, anything sent to my house, send right back to the sender, he said. So anybody that's just sending things to my house, just know it's not getting to me. Before we go, we want to give a shout out to our teachers, Mrs. DeTomo and her Lynx at Lincoln in Plainfield, Illinois, Mrs. Wanacott and the Hornet Nation at Pelston in Pelston, Michigan, and Ms. Costas, who wants her Lions to keep rocking it at Goochland in Goochland, Virginia. Thanks for listening. Please consider a tax-deductible donation to help keep Kid News on the air 5 days a week. You can find a link right at the top of our website, kidnews.org. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.